A Camden charter boat captain who was acquitted of seaman's manslaughter by a federal judge says he was prepared to spend 10 years in prison. Rick Smith has been under house arrest in the Virgin Islands for several months. He was facing the unusual charge for the death of one of his crew, who jumped overboard 3 years ago after exhibiting erratic and violent behavior. Prosecutors accused Smith of failing to take steps to protect him as they sailed a small boat from Maine to the Virgin Islands. Speaking by telephone from St. John, Smith says the abrupt end of the case took him by surprise.
He went into chambers for 3 hours and he came out and he said, "There is no charge that will stick. This, the government has created a case based on nothing."
So basically the dismissal was that this charge, seaman's manslaughter, didn't apply because you weren't a commercial vessel in this context.
Exactly. It applies to a cruise ship. It applies to someone carrying passengers for hire. I've had passengers on my vessel that I've saved their lives. And if they had drowned while I was on charter, I probably would have been charged. But we were on a private pleasure trip to the Caribbean and someone jumped overboard.
If you had been convicted of this, you would have faced 10 years in prison. What have the past few months been like for you?
It's been horrible. It's been horrible for my family. I mean, I literally have not eaten or slept well in months. And the whole time I knew that there was no law broken. But you're talking about the federal government with all the money in the world, a three-year investigation. And the beginning of that 3 years, the United States Coast Guard exonerated me. They drew up a report based on all the interviews when we got here. And those interviews showed that no law was broken. We did what we could at the time.
Let me step back a bit. Can you walk us through what happened the night that the crew member, that David Pontius, jumped overboard? What symptoms had he been exhibiting and what happened?
He had been hallucinating since about, say, earlier in the day, seeing things in the clouds and just, he was hallucinating, but mildly. And as the evening progressed, he's now seeing a portal, a door into this portal. And into that portal was a P-O-R-T-A-L, was a room full of computers. He was seeing black openings in the sky. He was hearing things, and he didn't believe that we were the original crew. So where's the original crew? This is not who I came out with. So clearly we were worried, but we're 350 miles out now. It's not like you can just turn around. Now we have to deal with a guy who's going crazy. He didn't get violent until I took over the wheel at midnight, and that's when he became violent. He thought we had kidnapped him, and then it got worse and worse, and then he became violent, and he stood up, and he started grabbing and shaking the wheel and trying to take over the wheel. I was on watch, so I was steering, and all I could do was hold on, but at some point, he's 100 pounds bigger than me and 6 inches taller, and he just kept punching me in the face. And then he started strangling me, and at that point, I yelled to the crew, said, "You got to help me." And Pepper actually reached out, touched him, and he turned around and flung him across the boat. Now, the good thing is that it broke his hold on me. I believe that's what saved me from this guy choking me.
And he then just walked off the boat?
Nope. He repeatedly tried to take over the helm several times. In his frustration, when he finally realized he wasn't going to win that battle, he stood up. And he said, "If you won't take me there, I'll go myself." He stood up, he climbed over the rail and jumped. He hit the back of his head on the side of the boat because at this point, the boat is leaning to the right. It's heeling. We're sailing. He hits his head and goes straight down. And we're moving at about 7 knots. So he sunk. That's all I can say is he sunk.
It's been reported that he may have been dehydrated and he was having symptoms associated with that.
Very likely. We did give him water. He was eating. He had lunch and he had dinner and he held his watch all on Saturday. And it was Saturday night that this event took place at 1 a.m. So
would that be unusual to become dehydrated in this way for somebody who is as experienced a sailor as he was? Or do you think there was something else going on?
I think it was the medication. I mean, I don't know what else it could be. But then again, I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
So what was your reaction and that of the other crew members? And do you regret anything that you did or didn't do?
Just regret bringing him on the vessel. But there was no way to tell that he was sick or otherwise. I knew he was acting funny, so I asked him, and he said, "No, I'm not on medication." But turns out he was on 8 or 9 prescription drugs. you know, when he got up and jumped, yes, it was a sigh of relief because I was still alive. And I looked at my crew and I thought, I'm not going to jeopardize the lives of two remaining crew to turn this boat around in the middle of the ocean with, you know, 8 to 10 foot seas. It's just wasn't prudent.
So why do you think the federal government wanted to press this?
I have no idea. I'll never know why they pursued it. I really, really don't.
All right. Well, thank you so much for talking with me.
Glad to speak to you.
That's charter boat captain Rick Smith.